Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
And Amelia Bonner and Stephanie Hennigan.
Just starts.
I know, just starts.
Wow.
And Joe Connolly to come on this. How do you feel about the rider with subs, Steph?
Pardon?
How are you feeling about the rider with subs?
Well, I arranged the subs. You are handpicked by me.
So am I Adam or am I John?
Oh, you're neither of them.
Okay, I just want to check.
You're Amelia in your own right.
Thank you.
Me and Neil had a conversation where he was like, how about so-and-so? No. How about so-and-so? No. And I picked
you. I made the
cut. Two. Yeah,
thank you.
I only hope so-and-so isn't listening. I'd be very hurt. By the way, this has ended up. So, yes, you're in this week.
Huge. I'm so excited.
This is it. So, I mean, if you had to pick John or Adam, which one would you pick?
Oh, that's difficult, isn't it? I think, I don't know. Okay, Adam. I'd like to be... Oh, but John's lovely, isn't he?
But Adam's better.
I think that Adam and I look more alike. I could...
What?
No, I could, like, go as Adam in costume. Oh, I'm from... No, I can't. Sorry. I've got the little glasses and, like, a donkey jacket and...
Would you ever go ginger?
I did, during the Rihanna Loud tour. It was meant to be red, it went orange.
Red fades so quickly. It's so much upkeep, isn't it?
Yeah, but then it doesn't actually fully leave your hair until you grow it all the way. It's like trying to exercise a demon. And you've got to grow
when
a full head of hair.
I had pillarbox red hair for a little bit, and I used to just sleep in the dye. Just so I'd get like a good few weeks out of it. Stained pillowcases.
Like my mum used to dye mine over the bath.
Yeah.
Don't look at me as though there's going to be structural discipline to this. I know you've done other shows and that's the something that happens.
But it's not like Amelia, it's not like other shows.
You can just do this for 5 minutes and I'll just say quite happy.
This is amazing. No one's going to rein me in.
No.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Far from it. I'm not going to lie.
This is what we do. It's wham.
Okay. This is already better than all the other shows.
It's a feature.
I have been telling you this. Do you remember when
I stopped being my friend because I said I didn't listen to the rider.
Since when you walked in the middle of us recording, it went, oh, I don't listen to this.
It's fine.
As long as you started, that's
now
fine.
Now I do.
That's
I listen
fine.
To it on a weekly basis.
Good.
While I'm doing my cleaning.
Excellent.
And I quite enjoy it. I love it. I really, really love it. It's obviously you.
Thanks, girl.
It's not a competition. You don't have to pick a favourite.
Oh, you keep telling me this, but it is a competition. Life is a competition and I want to win.
How do you feel as though you're getting on?
Winning.
Is that's the current output?
Yes.
Winning the most. Okay. You've won first song. Do you have listened to all the songs this week? Because I was embarrassed that our guests had come, Steph, and I wouldn't have listened to any of their songs. So I've listened to all the songs.
Do we listen to it during the show?
No.
We don't?
No.
Fuck. Oh, no.
No, but we don't. The songs are very much secondary.
Right.
We play them, talk a bit about them, but, you know, it's more about the personalities, wouldn't you say, Neil?
Okay.
Exactly, the personalities are very important.
My letting agency are currently ringing me, which can only be bad. Let's just put that over
there. Put them on air. Let's do this live.
Hey, guys.
Not that we can't do. So, Steph, you've won first song.
Excellent.
And do you want to say what it is? We'll talk about it after.
It is Yo, My Saint by Karen O.
Don't you tell another lie. Don't you tell another truth. My heart, it isn't bulletproof from visions of you. Feel. Can't you read?
my mind. Don't you read between the lines for what's real.
Forget 'em, get 'em, get 'em. I used to rule the streets. I was young enough to know that there was something to believe in. Now I'm tired of the lies they tell. I'm trying to disguise myself. The perfect crime that I'll commit is loving.
That's Karen O with You're My Saint with Michael Kiwanuka featuring.
You said it wrong.
Did I?
You said Kiwanuka.
Come on, correct
There's me. There's no R in there. It's Kiwanuka.
Kiwanuka.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. No, correcting me is one of the points of this show, don't
worry. Yes, we enjoy that.
Things Neil has got wrong is one of the strong features as well.
You really said Bartier Cardi wrong on the one on... but it's fine, don't worry.
I can't believe you've come with the receipts of things I've got wrong.
Yes.
in the past. It's going to be a long hour. But yeah, Joe is still on his way. He was traveling.
I wish it was like an Uber and we could see where
yes.
he was.
Oh,
that's my favourite thing about Ubers. I did non-Uber based taxis this weekend.
Wow.
And
it's a terrible experience.
It's just the main thing about it is just simply not being able to watch the car arrive.
Yeah.
Everything else is just the same. Obviously, you're still waiting
very
around.
Much in a car and...
But not being able to go through that point of going, oh, he's gone right there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where is he gone?
I made a complaint about an Uber and got money back for the first time in my Uber using life. And
what's your user rating?
Right, so it was a 5, and I was so proud of it, and I was
talking
about it constantly.
Yeah, that's unreal.
I've since been in freefall, and now I'm a 4.6, and I think it's the fella I complained about has given me like a 3-star.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my favourite thing is watching them not get to where you're
just
meant to
spinning,
be.
I once had
a nightmare on Chapel Street waiting for one, where he just could not work the fucking one way out.
Well, we've all been there.
With Uber Eats, I'm always impressed by how quickly they get up the hill on the bike.
Go on, lads! On New Year's Day, we tried to get an Uber Eats from Paul Senior's gaff, and it took 3 hours to come and then didn't come.
That's right. Let's kick
nothing
Paul Senior
to do with Paul
down.
Senior to do with the Uber Eats lads letting him down.
Nah, that's Slaughter Senior. We bigged him up the other week, so we slaughtered him this week.
Oh yeah, we've had our tea now, haven't we?
Yeah, we can do what we want. anything we like. So, Steph.
Yes.
What did you get up to this weekend?
I have no idea, Neil.
It's Monday now, Steph. We're recording on a Monday. You haven't even got that excuse.
I know. I ate a lot. I ate a lot of food yesterday. It was really good.
Did you go and meet your mum on Saturday afternoon?
Did I? Probably. I mean, it sounds like something that I would do.
Because Everton were playing on the telly at R5.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So that feels like you've spent some quality time with Trish either side of that.
So, what did I do? I know I'm just going to throw out things that I can remember and then we'll piece it together. I have run. I did run.
I saw that you were
There was
running.
A 10-mile run. It was lovely. It was a really good run.
We've got running club to come, so let's not throw that away because Joe will have something to offer.
Yes, he will. What else did I do? Went to spin class yesterday.
I also saw that on
class.
Instagram.
Yeah.
So. I feel like I know what you've done this weekend.
What have I done?
Do you worry that if there was a murder, because Instagram stories, like expire after 24 hours, you'd have to be like, I don't know where I was at 2 p.m. I just don't know. I'm sorry.
No,
like that's what my life is governed by.
I might just start saving them.
Yeah,
so people can see. Mm. So I definitely did that. I met me dad for brunch on Saturday.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to the Quarter.
Oh,
it was nice.
Did you have the pizzas?
No. Because it was brunch, Neil.
He's very sensible.
Yeah, you're not having a pizza for brunch.
You're not having a pizza
unless,
for brunch.
Yeah, no. There's no circumstance under which that's acceptable.
And then when I was
with Steve Graves in where was I with him? I was in Berlin. I had spaghetti carbonara for breakfast.
Oh, he told me that.
Disgusting.
I was so hungover.
Get out.
So hungover.
I made a carbonara today. Awful. But sorry, your weekend.
I was just buying Steph some time.
You come up with some things.
You would be absolutely terrible under police interrogation.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I have no idea.
There was some running.
I mean, it looked like a busy. It looked like an interesting.
Yeah.
I thought I did a decent Instagram story.
Mm. Did you get your nails done or was
I
that
did.
Friday? There you go.
I did. Got my nails done. I had my eyebrows done.
Mm-hmm. Now we're rocking.
Yeah. Rock and rolling.
It's all coming back.
I definitely went somewhere with Trish and I just can't remember. Anyway, yeah, it was a low-key weekend. I didn't do much. I did lots of like nice stuff. I need a night out, please.
Yeah, I would really like to have a dance.
I'd like to leave the house on a Saturday night, like wearing, you know, clothes that aren't pyjamas.
I would like that. Mm. Oh, you went to your mum's in your pyjamas for a
rest. Yeah, as soon as I said that, I thought, do I want to publicise that?
It was adorable. I wish I could do that. I'd have to drive for 4 hours.
I went for a roast and I'd come home after. I was just going for breakfast in the morning, just put my pyjamas on straight away. I'd spent about an hour dressed.
Mm. When you said you were winning?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I'm not getting dressed. I'll just put a big coat on. And I thought, what if I break down? But I didn't break down, it was okay. And they were cute pyjamas, weren't they?
It was a matching set.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am adorable. Too adorable, perhaps.
Perhaps. Amelia, we'll talk about what you did this weekend.
Can you remember? Because I'm of no idea.
After you play your first ever writer song.
Oh, this is exciting. It's Out of My Head by Charlie XCX from Pop 2.
Thank you. sheets. Dancing on no sleep. I don't learn when I burn, when I turn all the way up. Yeah. I don't learn when I burn in the dirt till I'm out of luck. Yeah. Pills and potions and terrible things. Heart on the floor when the telephone rings. All of the lies I just wanna believe. Drop all my morals, I just wanna sin. I'm out of my
Party with my tears, swaying with my fears. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let them try, get me high, I'll get by if I get enough. Yeah. Let them try, get me high, I'll get by with a little love. And don't get mad.
Pills and potions and terrible things. Heart on the floor when the telephone rings. All of the lies I just wanna believe. All my morals, I just wanna sin.
I'm out of my.
Charlie XCX with Out of My Head featuring Tove Lo and Alma.
Yeah.
You got the Tove.
What? I didn't. Has it gone straight over my head?
Yeah. Tove me tender. Tove me sweet.
This is another long standing joke.
No! You're my dad.
And then we found out.
Arthur Lee and Tove.
We did this Tove joke for quite a while until we realised it was pronounced Tove.
Yeah, it's Tove.
Oh, no.
It ruined everything.
No!
Yeah. Pronounce it, yeah, it's a rhyme with Tove.
I was going to say Tove-lo. Okay. Alma's good. I like Alma.
Straightforward pronunciation.
Alma.
Yeah. Alma.
Mm. Ran the shop with Rita.
I knew it! You're so predictable now, Neil.
I am. I found the other week that someone had to explain Mavis Wilton to Amelia. Which you
people
can imagine.
Have to explain a lot of things to me. I'm dead young.
through the meaning of Les Dennis's impressions.
Oh, Yeah. We were watching Family Fortunes.
Family Fortunes.
A lot of which I didn't get. I was just like, but why are they doing this now? And then he was doing lots of funny voices. Yeah, and Mavis. I was told that that was Mavis.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw that Bella Denbeg passed away this weekend, and fair play to her, Steph. It must have been a big loss.
What?
Bella Denbeg used to work with Russ Abbott. Didn't you know?
This is new information.
Yeah, Bella Denbeg passed away this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Very sad.
Very sad indeed.
Yeah.
But anyway, Charlie XCX.
Yeah, big fan, the Queen of Pop.
Is she the current Queen of Pop?
I think, well, she's probably sharing it with Carly Rae, but I think she's the Queen of Pop. Are you not a fan, Steph?
No, I am. I think there's lots of women around that table.
Yeah,
and I'm for
okay.
it. I think Tuve does all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boys was my most played song of 2017.
Yeah.
Because there was a week where I just played it on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a great song. It's very good.
Yeah, I think there's lots of good female pop stars at the minute.
Yeah, and she's right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a good thing.
Lord.
Yeah, the Queen.
Yeah.
Exists listen on a higher
to
plane.
Listened to a lot of Lord recently. And that album, like, I knew I enjoyed it at the time, but it's just fucking brilliant.
I have a new fave from it every week.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, however, cancelled.
You're not a fan?
No.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
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 This week in cancelled news, Tay Swift.
I can't help but like the bangers, but...
Yeah, but they don't stand up to the test of time.
No. No, that's fair and true. Mm. Red is a good album.
Mm. Red is a good album. But when she's moved over into pop, that first pop album isn't as good now.
Would you go and see her live? Do you reckon it'd be a good night
Absolutely
out?
No way.
No?
Ever. No.
Do you not think that she'd put on a bit of a show?
Nah, she does me as
in. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear her talking in between the songs.
She's just, no, not for
me. She'd bring her mates out. She might bring out someone famous.
See, again, I'm not arsed.
No.
You can't tell one Victoria's Secret model from another.
Or it'd be
don't
like
care.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, God. Imagine.
You know, I've paid £80 to see Ed Sheeran with my mum in Cardiff.
Why?
For her birthday, because it's all that she wanted.
Really?
And I've given her that wish.
Have I told you about my Ed Sheeran thing?
That's too nice. You're
no.
too nice.
No, it's going to be fucking awful. I'm going to drink a 2-pint.
You're going with her?
Yeah, I have to go. I've paid.
Oh,
so
no.
I paid £80 for me and £80 for her. £160 to watch Ed Sheeran in the Millennium Stadium.
Matt
What's
fans.
Your Ed Sheeran theory?
I saw Ed Sheeran. When he was starting his career.
Mm-hmm. Before he was cool.
Yeah, well, he's never been cool. But many, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. he did Sound City and he played Bumper and I reviewed
Whoa.
It and I was scathing.
I'll
dig it out.
Please do.
You can still find it. Anyway, I insinuated, we'll never hear from him again. And we didn't.
Wow. Incredible. That's really great. He played in my history teacher's house. I know.
It does my head in. It really does.
Cheering for you. What you got up to this weekend?
Worked a lot. And it was, very intense and bleak. And then went to a friend's birthday party on Saturday night, which was very awkward because he's a new friend that I'm trying very hard to make a friend. Like, it's a very constructive...
Have you picked
him,
have you?
Caught him?
No, so basically... We have a mutual friend. He moved to Liverpool and knew no one. This mutual friend was like, hey, be friends.
Yeah.
So we met up. It was awkward, but it's like, as an adult, it's kind of hard to make new friends, so you've got to do it. And
I don't agree with that.
Oh, it's just me.
But go on.
But so we met up and like, he's the loveliest person, but it's like starting from nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to build a friendship.
Yeah.
It's like going on a Tinder date and being like, what are you like, what's our jump off point of like shared conversation here? So I've tried really hard to be his friend. I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
But went to his party on Saturday and me and Steve just like stood in the corner and ate cured meats and didn't talk to any of his friends.
I mean, that's a Steve Graves move, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it's a solid party solution as far
salami.
As I'm concerned.
Don't take him anywhere where there's cured meats in a corner.
I'm all over these cured meats. How many different types of cured meat?
He put on such a good spread. You know, there were about 6 different types of cured meat.
What else was in the spread? We love spreads.
We do.
He baked a camembert. He had 4 or 5 cheeses. A very good cheese board.
You want to stick in with this guy?
Oh, yeah. he's an absolute love. He had loads of different breads.
He's got cured meat in common.
I love
build off
meat.
That.
He what else did he do? He made a couple of like one pot dishes.
He's doing one pot dishes.
He did a one pot vegan thing for this vegan that didn't come, and then everyone was just kind of like fucking pouring at him, being like, "Oh, don't want to eat." That's why I had to eat loads of the chickpeas to be like, "Mmm, it's delicious, thank you, Emmanuel." But all of his friends are doctors, and they're just like really lovely and earnest. And I had nothing. I had no entry point there, so we just stood in a corner, waited until it was exactly an hour, and then left.
All of this sounds almost perfect. From the big camembert, the cured meats, the sitting in the corners, the one pot dish, and then the perfect hour. Always be walking away in an hour.
I got all dressed up as well and kind of didn't really impress anyone, but what can you do?
I went to Bernard Nevin's 70th.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great.
Was it?
Yeah. I went to Bernard Nevin's 70th.
I love words with Mike Nevin. I never got an invite.
Oh, man.
Thought we were pals.
Is this Mike Nevin's dad?
Yes, yeah. Right. Bernard.
Bernard.
He's 70 years old.
What did he do for it?
Or young.
Was there a spread?
There was a spread.
Of course there was a spread.
There was a spread. And
it looks
curry.
Spread.
Scouse, chili.
Ooh.
Oh, your biggest.
Yeah. Chili's great at it, but it'll soak up.
What about with them?
Nibbles. Was there just a big old pot of rice that was a bit?
Any
uncooked?
Garlic bread?
I think there was some garlic bread. Good. But there was garlic bread. I can remember garlic bread.
Good.
And there was Tim O'Tierney played.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about this.
King of the Heart.
And he was utterly lovely.
Excellent work.
And was a true entertainer for Bernard, who did a few numbers with Timo as backing.
Wow.
Yeah. And everything, honestly.
Where was it? Was it at the Flottery?
Northern Cricket Club.
Oh, okay.
Northern Cricket Club in Crosby.
Huge.
Huge.
Big night.
It really was. So, you know, well done, everyone. I'm sure they're all listening. had a fantastic time. All right, Bern. Neil, what are you playing for us?
What are you playing for us, Neil?
I am playing Cupcake with this song called Crayons.
Love, who give a fuck? Girl on girl, they like yuck. But when it's man on man, they like yuck. Motherfuckers need to go with that shit. Bitch, we ain't playing along in no skits. Drag shows be so bomb and so lit. Throwing wigs in the air, ping pong and that shit. Lesbian, go ahead and eat it. Get the dildo and Michael Jackson beat it. Get that pussy upset, get it heated. I might try since my middle name Eden. Gay guy brave, take your anal. When they come, that's a volcano. Tell her that the dick is your lingo. They curve that bitch like a rainbow. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world. Fetty wop when I wink, walk in a mink. Got a gay stylist so he did my hair pink. Every time we link, it's fuck what they think. Gay bars need the stars, serving Skittles with the drinks. It's all about the taste, the rainbow with colors. The gays gon' serve you life like a butler, you know. Bitches need to take notes in they binders. His dick might be tender, but he posted on Grindr. She looking like a whole pack of crayons.
Real cute.
Rainbow colors, that's the gay bar. That's when I noticed she was bi, I said hi. Cause she tried to pull me and my guy. Ain't no confusion, everybody human. Get to know people instead of just assuming. Yeah, in conclusion, the gays ain't losing. Like boomerang, cause I'm all about their movement. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world. Fuck a tuxedo. Tuck your dick, knee ho. Trans shit design people. So I'ma treat them equal. Fuck a tuxedo. Tuck your dick, knee ho. Trans shit design people. So I'ma treat them equal.
That's Cupcake with crayons. Cupcake is spelled Cupcake as it would normally be, but with the second K, which is capitalised in proper form. And she is playing Nature World Out, World Night Out in 2018 at the Regent Theatre in Los Angeles. Nothing else on Songkick to tell you where she's up to. Mm. The album's called FRIs, and it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, I would say it's not necessarily safe for work under most or indeed any circumstances, but what is these days?
Is this podcast? I don't think this podcast is safe for work.
At the NSFW.
This podcast is marked explicit.
Yeah. That's probably all down to me.
Wow. All podcasts I go on are marked explicit.
If you told me, age 16...
They call me explicit Neil.
Oh, my God.
They don't.
No one's ever called you explicit Neil.
No one's ever called me explicit Neil, no. That was an exaggeration.
Yeah, it
should
lie.
Be like that. It should be like that.
Explicit.
That's Neil. What it would be. Excellent stuff. Maybe with an exclamation mark where the I is.
Neil spelled in it. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, maybe that's the way in which this is going to work.
Maybe this is the new Knox Harrington.
You leave Knox alone. He's been with me for a long time.
I know.
What is your roller derby?
Yeah.
Are you going to do some tonight?
No. So tonight is weightlifting to be strong for roller derby.
So it's part of the roller derby project.
Yeah, yeah, kind of part of the grand scheme of
because you're about
dead
to
strong.
Really go into your debut season, aren't you?
Yeah. Although I realised I made a mistake. So it's basically there's three games on Saturday. There's beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And I was like, well, I'm new to this, so I'll do beginner. Look who it is.
It's Joe Connolly. Hello. This is Amelia Boniger. You have never met, I don't think.
Hiya. Yeah.
So this happens right now. Joe, if you sit on that microphone, it's switched on.
This guy?
That one there, yeah. Switched on, ready and waiting for you, mate.
Right. Hang on.
We'll find out about roller derby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a weird interest in that.
A weird interest in it?
Well, I'm just a bit fascinated by it.
You should come and watch us.
You come to the right place. Amelia does it.
I've watched him train once at...
Green Bank?
No. Might have been Liso on the middle.
Oh, we don't talk about them.
Are they rivals?
They're our blood rivals.
No,
that's
vicious.
Like you being like, oh, you're a Liverpool fan. I've watched Everton train. Like, they're different teams.
Yeah.
Mates.
You're a Montagues fan, are you? I've been watching the Capitals train for years.
I got that reference. It's a good one for me, isn't it?
I mean, they're very good. They're good athletes, yes.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Well, it's all of them. They're worthy competitors.
So, they fight, though,
don't they? Yes, they're good athletes.
No, they are. I always think that, like, they should just be shit, and it would be, like, a running joke that, like, we're the good ones, and we just
batter
them whenever
we... they're the good
ones?
No,
we're very evenly pegged.
Okay, that's diplomatic of you. Maybe you are, John.
Do you get a point? Do you get a point by lapping some of it?
You get a point for the hips for every time you pass the opposition's hips.
Right, because I've read about this in an in-flight magazine, and ever
really?
Since then,
wow.
I've been overly interested in it.
It's
to the point where it was odd when I did see them train because I kept wanting to ask questions and trying to. I was in like a weird. I was playing squash, which is shameful, on like a balcony, and I was trying to get down to where they were.
Yeah.
But I was that keen and interested that I shouted to them, saying, how do I get where you are?
In fairness, if someone did that, we'd all skate away.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd all be, oh, it's one of those fellas again.
They just ignored me. But I was just interested in it.
It's a great sport. You should come and watch us play on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I spot Liso.
Not even called Liso Roller Derby.
Like, what are they called?
We're all Roller Derby.
Oh, that sounds naff. Can't get bored of that.
Yeah. The Liverpool Roller Birds, however... But yeah, basically, I'm playing in the beginner's game. This was a story that started before you came in.
Sorry.
I, as ever, didn't believe in myself enough. And I put myself down for the beginner's game thinking, like, I'm quite new to this sport. And then I should be playing in the intermediate game because it's for people that are on a B team. So I should be playing in that.
So which one are you playing in?
I'm still in beginner because intermediate is now sold out.
So you're going to be absolutely bossing the show in beginners?
Well, no, but it's like, it's difficult to play with, like, you can't just be like, hey, I'm really great, because it's all about, like, being in a wall with other players. So if you're kind of, like, the only one that knows
teamwork,
what you're doing.
That's where it lets me
yeah,
down.
Yeah, fuck
but
that.
But you're a jammer.
No, well, but I've got to be a blocker sometimes. You can't jam every time.
I'm sorry. You're going to need to know what that means.
The jam is the point scorer, so, like, the striker.
The jam is like being the best skater, basically. The most nimble skater, probably.
Right. Yeah, not because like,
best, the best, but
yeah,
nimble.
Best at different things. And then the blockers are the ones that are, like, stopping you or hitting you or trying to, like, yeah.
I'll be one of them. I'll be one of them, please.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Don't mind. I'm actually oddly good at rollerblading.
Well, we hate rollerbladers.
I know, I'm
we
aware.
Hate them.
I know that.
They're show-offs.
I'm oddly good at it, though.
They're scum.
We hate them.
I'm oddly good at it. It's an odd talent I've
got. Have you
got.
Ever been
Can
Wigan
you roller skate?
Yeah, I assume so, yeah.
I think if you roller blade, you can surely roller skate.
I'd have thought so, but I mean...
It's a lot of assumptions being made here.
I'm oddly good at
it. Spanish is just like Portuguese. They're not the same.
I'm oddly good at that, though. And I proved it not too long ago in New York at the Rockefeller Center when I ice skated.
Again, different thing.
No, I'm aware. Different no, thing. I'm aware. No, I'm aware.
I can't skateboard, but I can.
No, I know it's different, but I've never ice skated before, and I was exception. I say exception. That's a stretch, but I was very competent at it. And I had muscle memory, right? So when I was rollerblading, I can do it with my hands, but not my feet. There's a certain thing I do to make me spin around and go backwards, uh-huh. and it was like a flick of my left foot.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Can you visit? So I'd be going
Absolutely.
Forward like that,
yeah.
and I'd do
no,
that with
it.
My back foot. Again, not great on the podcast, is it? When I keep doing this, don't I, with hands? But
it's all right.
I did it with roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everyone is aware of my history of this.
Tell us it.
I can't roller skate. I rollerbladed. I got rollerblades for my 13th birthday, jumped off a curb and broke my arm.
No! Oh.
So I'm not.
It's not for you.
No.
Went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, well, you would say that, but Good. Spending your 13th birthday in Wiston Hospital, it didn't feel like a blaze of glory.
No. I know I get dead aggy about it, but I feel like I spend half my life telling people that it's not a roller disco and also there's no ball. So that's why.
There's no ball.
That's why I got so fascinated with it.
My head's gone. I just can't.
Were you impressed with my level of knowledge?
Yeah, no, I was, yeah.
But
it's above the average person's.
Yeah, I do this quite often. I get fascinated by stuff and delve into it. And then there's not enough of it for how much I want. And then I have to just be disinterested.
I think it's quietly one of Britain's best sports.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The World
you watch
Cup
it
is
as
next
well?
Week.
Sorry?
Do you watch it?
I've been a couple of times. And I enjoy it, like. And also the ale's cheap. And
there's a lot of drinking.
And plentiful.
It's very it's very aggressive, isn't it?
It is very aggressive.
Even this training thing was very aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about... It's a full contact sport.
And everyone looked exhausted as well. But they wouldn't let me come down.
How do I get where you are? Can I? Is it possible if I can?
Hello? Ignore the squash racket.
Waving it around.
Am I not allowed to play at all? My mate Phil just being really disappointed in me again. As he always is.
Amelia, what are you playing for us?
Is it mine next? Oh, it's the new Tune Yard song called Look at Your Hands.
Look at your
Tune Yards. Look at your hands. Look at your hands.
I like it. I think it's very good. I'd call it a return to form.
Really?
If I'd thought about what I was going to say in advance of this podcast.
Were they off form?
The second album wasn't as good as the first one, in my mind.
They do strange things with capitalisation, which makes them difficult for me to get into.
Like Bebo, your Bebo name, when you do alternate letters about capitalised.
Yeah, little swells and that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asterisks and that. Into Bebo, though, that's odd.
I'm very young.
Bebo.
That's twice she's mentioned that.
But I knew about Bebo. I did have a Bebo very briefly.
No. Very young.
Very young.
Obnoxiously young.
She's not that young.
Is that a Bebo?
I'm aging. Well, on MySpace as well, you would do it.
But I had MySpace and Bebo. Mm-hmm. But Bebo just didn't really do it for me, to be honest.
Didn't do it for you?
Nah, I just didn't. I didn't find myself engaging with it as much.
Okay. Mine got hacked. It was very dramatic.
Shit.
Yeah. I was 14, that felt big at the time.
I bet you it was.
Yeah.
Huge. In fact, did you find out who hacked it?
Never
was someone random?
It. Never found out who it was.
Dearie me, not someone in school.
It will have been someone in school.
Will it have been someone in school?
The nasty girls.
Oh, I hate them.
I hate those nasty girls.
So one of the nasty girls does YouTubing now, and like, there's not a night goes by that I don't fall asleep just
really?
Fucking staring at her videos going, I hate you! Her name.
Well, why don't we...
can you tell me who that is? I'm so into vloggers at the minute.
It kills me.
Really awful
Los
Angeles-style bratty bloggers talking me through all the Chanel bags.
Oh, you'll love it.
That's all I live for.
She did a video the other day where she showed us how to wash a beauty blender, and I was like, why weren't you nice to me in college?
Honestly.
You should comment that.
No, because the thing is, I'm half of her views, and also I've affected her SEO, so every time you type in the first three letters of her vlogging name, like, it's me just constantly typing her name in, so she's getting searched more than she should.
Well, I'm going to need to, unfortunately, I'm also going to need to know.
We can triple her viewers.
She did a vlogmas where there was a bit of like her and her boyfriend walking through a park.
Vlogmas.
And she was
honestly,
like, we're just having a little spliffmas. And I was just like, fuck you, her name. I hate her.
That's why crossbows are still around.
Wow.
It is for stuff like that. That's a fact.
Well, I could just, be a narc and tell her mum.
What?
That's my crossbow noise. Have you got a crossbow noise?
I feel as though I need to work on one. Okay. Hang on.
Give it a go.
Stop!
My friend's husband has a crossbow.
Stop
really?
It.
Like a set of,
set of crossbows?
Yeah, Leslie, her husband.
Is an owner of crossbows?
Well, do you know what? I call it a crossbow and
he calls it a gun?
It's like a big set of things for the garden. Like, it's a proper, like...
Is it a catapult?
What is it?
Like Age of Empires one?
Is
like
he a cartoon?
One?
Too many questions. Not a cartoon. Don't know what that is. There's like a club he goes to, but it's basically he came home one day when this was his new hobby.
This gets weirder with every word you say. It's a crossbow club.
Yeah, it's on the Whittle.
Of course, it's on the Whittle. Of course.
Can you leave Lisa and the Whittle out of it?
I can't believe that he goes to a crossbow club.
You can't believe it. Imagine
CC.
How Leslie feels about
CBC.
It. She's only just got rid of the canoe. Stop doing it.
Right, we're going to do cross... Another one I learned to do as a kid was rocket launcher.
Go on.
Which was...
Wow.
That is very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah.
How's the running going, Joe?
Very well, 25.1 miles last week.
Just for fun. Oh, sorry, in the whole week.
Yeah, not
right.
Anymore.
I thought it was one. Yeah, I was going to say that's no, mental. No. Why would
I
you do that?
Right, I've started. There's a few new clubs that I'm involved in. Well, I've started saying club after everything I do now.
I want to start a backgammon club, but we'll move on to this.
So me and Phil from the match have started Pint Club, where we just have a pint. And then we've also started Thursday Club.
Yeah,
where I go running with somebody from Run, which started. Did we do it
yes.
here?
Yes, you were meeting someone off the internet to go running down the Welsh Streets, was it, or in the Dingle?
Yeah, aww. Yeah. She wasn't off the internet. I did know her. She was.
Right.
She got the internet.
Oh, okay. She is off the internet.
Yeah, but that's Thursday Club, and that's been ongoing now. So on last Thursday, I got the train to Hoylake from mine, so it's Beb to Hoylake with no ticket, whatever. And then ran.
I tell you what.
It gets better this. Then ran from Hoy Lake to New Brighton, 7 miles.
Right, 7 miles.
No big deal. Mm. Don't worry about it. And then when I got on at New Brighton,
yeah,
I did what I always do and looked for other tickets, discarded tickets, and picked up one to Wallasey Grove Road.
You absolute...
That's cruel.
Changed the Hamilton Square. Well, you don't want money, really, do you, really? Yeah. When you're running, or a card, because you're going to lose it. Changed the Hamilton Square. As I got on, they had them fellas on with their little cameras, so I was like, oh, shit. So I went and sat as far away as I could, but that made it bang on. Obviously, it was stupid. I'm 29, yeah. It's pathetic. Really.
Very much is pathetic.
And then the woman came, and she was just like, tickets, please. And I was like, I was supposed to be going to my girlfriend's in Wallasey, which is fictional. But I'm going to my nan's now in Portsmouth. And she went, oh, aren't you nice? And walked off. And I've never felt so alive in all my life.
Mine is always, I always go, fuck, I've thrown out the wrong one.
Yeah,
I always have an old ticket in my pocket and then go, fuck, I've thrown out the wrong one.
Look, that's a receipt, it felt like a fiver. I've done that a few
times. Trying to pay with euros.
I've done that a few times.
That was a new pound coin.
I honestly thought that was a fiver.
Tried so many times.
But yeah, and then did another six, thank you. Did another 9 miles on Saturday morning. And then I ran 3.1 miles, 5K we call it, in the running world, on Sunday morning to go and meet my mum for breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're just turning up to loads of places, smelly.
Well, I worry about this because there's a coffee shop by ours that we frequent a lot, and I know them well enough to a point where they could probably be honest, and they're like, it's fine with it. But I did notice when I stood up, there was definitely like sweaty arse marks on the chair.
That's visceral.
It's all right. Like, this time of year, it's not too bad for sweating because it's nice and cold.
Yeah.
It's when it's in the summer. I know.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's hard to put into context exactly how much water Amelia's got. It's not dissimilar to the amount of water you'd have if you went to a campsite. And you arrived on Friday and you were trying to hang on in there till Sunday.
Great, so
this is the amount that you're meant to drink every day.
But you don't see it all in one go.
I just want to
tell you what my brain did then, right? So, you know when you like your brain works stuff out for you and like fills in the gaps? So when I sat down late, as usual, so you know in an office, for people listening, you have them like water tanks. And then it's one of them. It's like, so in my head, that just was one of them. My brain hadn't bothered to like, it was just in the cut of mine, it was like the office water tank. And then he picked up and drank from the top of it. So I was like, what the fuck?
Everyone in roller derby has, they're from Home and Bargains, everyone's got one. It's like our thing.
It is
we all turn
enormous,
up with our water bottles and our skates, and that's they're like, oh, there they are again.
That's
men shouting, how can I be where you are?
How far away is that?
How do I get there?
Right, okay, these are unlikely friends.
Hey,
go on.
I've got running club news here.
Oh, go on.
I've got a new member.
Should we do it after the song?
Oh, you can if you want.
I will.
Go on then.
These are unlikely friends and broken again.
I'm broken again. And I'm back at your door, I hold in my hands everything that I'm sure of. This old guitar, made in Japan, and not much else, but I've got a new plan. I've been dragging around this old suitcase. Everywhere that I go, I feel so out of place. I just want to be like everybody else with the same old things in the same old house. I'm 40 years old and my hair's going grey. There's ringing in my ears, it won't go away. Too many bars, too many bands, and not much else, but I've got a new plan. I've been dragging around this old suitcase. Everywhere that I go, feel so out of place. I just wanna be like everybody else with the same old things in the same old house. The loneliest hearts will sing a we
That's Unlikely Friends, broken again. This is everyone's been giving Amelia grief for water intake in the break there.
2 litres a day is what you're meant to have, and that's what I strive to have.
Yeah, but it's like 5:30.
No, I know, and I've not done... I have 2 hour naps there. That in. It's my day off.
Well, do you know wake up Thursday? I'd have done that in after a nap.
Wow.
One of them big naps where you have a proper gulping.
Yeah.
And it tastes a bit stale, but you're not arsed.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
I did that thing where you feel worse when you wake up, but then half an hour later you're like, yes, I'm flying.
Yeah.
Sorry, running club.
So we've got a new running club member.
Oh, hello.
James King.
Hiya, James.
Hi, James. Say hello to James.
Hi, James. Via email or?
My Instagram DM.
Oh.
A lot of running club action goes on in there. James King says, hi, big fan. Thanks, James. Just wondering whether I'm eligible to join the running club and how to access the playlist. So he has now been granted membership. I've sent him the playlist. He says it looks perfect and he looks forward to never meeting the rest of us.
He said it looks perfect.
Yeah. I have a bangers playlist.
Right.
Incredible.
So I'm not in it then because I've not had that. I don't run with music though.
Well, there you go.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Well, health really. Yeah. I just need a thought, a headspace. So I just.
Fair enough.
And I also quite like this noise. Oh, fuck shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Shit. Fucking hell. And without that.
Stop.
Without that, I'd struggle, I think, mentally. I need to be able to hear those thoughts. I never give myself, to be briefly serious, I never give myself any time to do anything, to think ever.
Right.
And so when I'm running, I can't really do anything else.
I think with the music in the background, I organise everything.
Yeah, I still get my thoughts done.
Yeah, but it does need music. I'll send you the link.
Thank you, I'd enjoy that. Mine's rubbish. Mine has the same Sugar Babe song on it 3 times, my running playlist. Yeah. I've never sorted it out.
Which one?
The one that's like... Is it called About You Now?
Yeah.
That one. I always get the name wrong because I feel like it should be called something else.
It's a bit emotional, that.
Yeah. Three times I'm listening to that on a run.
I'd say that's a bit much for a run, that. Yeah, I think. See, that's what I mean. It's thought provoking. So my thoughts would just end up making me think about bad things if I heard that.
Don't want that.
No. Well, it's occasionally I do, but not in a run.
It's not the time or the place.
It isn't.
It isn't the time or the place. What are you going to play for us first?
May.
Number 6.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be An Engineer by Peggy Seeger.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind a gang of warmy corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to... But I got a frog in my throat. Do you remember that joke when Diana was marrying Charles? Where they said, don't do it, Diana, he'll turn back into a frog. And that's not fair to Charles. It was a good joke anyway. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind a gang of warmy corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. A dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow. Smooth as silk gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo. That's what you do to be a lady now. Well, when I went to school, I learned to write and how to read. History, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. But she's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mom, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady, dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. By listening to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. You know, I really wish that I... Is he still around? You know what? They'll say that about me one of these days. You know, I really wish that I could be a lady. I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get your cook and your nurse, for better or worse. You don't need your purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and the Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Pickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a first-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You know you only got the job, cause I can't afford a man. With you, I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. We've got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch or a tart, you're nothing but hard, shallow and vain. You got no brain, you even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
Yeah. My grandchildren. Wow. There's James, Harry, Fraser, Tom, Alex, Ella, Morgan, and Tannis. How about that? Lovely. This is an apt song. It's called Careless Love. Now latch into the chorus quick, because we've got three more items. We don't stint on encores.
Going to be an engineer, Peggy Seeger. Still alive, I believe.
Yeah, just about hanging well. It's 82. She's played Liverpool a few months ago. I didn't see her.
Seeger.
But... I think it's quite good because I think it's like quite apt in the current climate. Maybe women being still disadvantaged in the workplace, and she's championing that early on. Quite like it.
It's a good. It's a really
and plus, like I like to do folk. It's now famous, as I said before in an email. One folk song of somebody who's potentially dead, and then something to do the dishes to later on. Oh, that's my format for the show.
It's rock solid.
It is rock solid, isn't it?
It is rock solid.
I mean, I can't see that changing, Steph. So
if you're listening to this,
lights are gone out.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking about doing the dishes, you want to hang on another couple of songs because Joe's got you covered.
Yeah, for the dishes, yeah.
Got you absolutely backed up in a bit.
Yeah.
Just relax. Look forward to them. Don't go anywhere.
I'd also put this song here into a song that you can whistle to, which I think is important. I do think it's important.
Winds of Change. That's my favourite.
To whistle to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You need them. Yeah. And I don't think there's many of them anymore.
No.
What's the last song, modern, that you could whistle to?
The one that goes, wiggle, wiggle with it. That one.
That is a fair point, but I don't have the whole song. I don't know what I mean.
I like that song very much.
Yeah. I'm big on whistling.
Yeah?
Around the house. Big on it.
People that whistle in public, I always think murderers.
Yeah.
Like on the train, on your walk, if you're whistling.
But then postmen and milkmen back in the day, that was their thing, wasn't it?
I mean, they can be murderers too.
Well, probably
they can't be perfect because the fingerprints are everything, so they get away with it.
Ooh, interesting.
And they know everything.
Why are your fingerprints in this woman's house? Well, because I'm a postman.
Yeah. Milkman.
That's me absolved of any blame. Tell you what.
Shit. Worth keeping an eye on.
Postman.
The whistling bastards.
I mean, who's
getting away with it for ages?
The whistlers are the murderers. Whistlers are murderers.
Full stop. What about people who capitalise every word in a sentence? Every letter.
Not murderers?
No, every starting letter. We got an email like that the other day and went, well, funny. every single letter, every single first letter.
It's hard work.
Because you're taking time to do that.
Really,
and they're the kind of people that aren't pressing shift in the letter. They're doing caps lock, the letter, caps lock, then the rest of the word.
What a waste of a life.
Stop it.
Waste of a life.
People that cap up their job titles make me want to scream as well. Because a lot of my job is just copying down people's job titles. Just stop it.
Yeah.
If you're the general manager, it's not a country. Stop it.
Yeah, that's true, that.
I think I might check out.
Do I do that?
I've looked at your email signature.
Do I do that?
I don't know. I didn't actually look at that. But
I feel like I might think you may be saying that to me. I think I do, maybe.
But
I don't set that, to be fair.
Sorry, that was unintentional shade.
There's shade everywhere.
I don't do that.
Steph?
Yes?
What are you playing next, and what's the context?
So, one thing I did do over the weekend...
Oh, go on.
..is I watched...
We're going to remember it at some point.
I watched The Marvellous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes, you recommended this to me.
I did.
Off air? Secrets?
Yes. Well, not secrets, because you've said it.
Yeah.
It's not a secret's work. It's on Amazon Prime, which is something that I didn't realise I could get until I tried to get it, and I've logged in on my brother's account.
Get it!
Huge!
That's a result, isn't it? Big result.
Yeah. I asked him what the password was so I could watch it on my laptop, and he sent me a picture of a knife, so I don't think...
Is it a milkman?
No, but anyway, I can watch Amazon Prime, which has doubled my options. And The Marvellous Mrs. Maisel, it's set in the 50s. It's very Mad Men-esque, like visually. And I can't say much about it because it gives it away, but it's basically about a woman and a comedy club, and it's absolutely brilliant. There's only 8 episodes, which is disappointing because I think we need a solid 12.
Yeah.
If any new series,
I'd agree with that. 8
feels,
but it leaves you wanting more. But then that kind of annoys.
But then that's usually like 2019. Like that's next year. We've only just started this year.
Plus, that confronts me with my own mortality, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I've got to wait. Honestly, it's a genuine problem.
I reckon you'll be alive in 2019.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You've not seen me in the bad places that I get to sometimes after, you know, a few nights out, and it gets pretty dark. It's pretty dark in here. Tapping my own forehead.
Again.
Always describe your actions, always.
So watch it. It is very good. It's very funny. And at the end of each episode, they played a song, and as like the titles go up. And this was one of the songs they played. And I thought, God, this is boss. I've never heard this before. And it's from 1984. Mm. So it's nice and recent. And it's by Romeo Void. And it's called A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing.
Thank you.
Romeo Void, A Girl in Trouble, is a temporary thing.
Yes, they're a one-hit wonder. I think they charted at number 33, which is a crime. There's a saxophone in there. It's a very good song. Maybe they should re-release it. I think it'd do well.
You should make some noise about it.
Making noise about it. This is the end of it now. I'm not.
There's a step one and step
there's
two.
There's nothing else in it for me apart from this bit.
Romeo Void's an interesting name.
Yeah, like Romeo Dunn. yeah.
No hands, lad.
No.
Just the disappointment. Oh, God.
God, again.
I know. Constance.
It's absolutely fine. I'm quite relaxed with it. What should people be doing the dishes to?
Charlotte Gainsbourg, Deadly Valentine, the Soul Wax remix.
That's Charlotte Gainsborough, Deadly Valentine, the Soul Wax remix. Listen, we've had a load of fun. That one's an absolute belter. I love that one, Joe. Really, that's
thanks, mate.
It's going on a playlist somewhere, that one.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I've got a little collection of songs that I just write down for dishes. Got like my own little playlist.
I like the idea of a dishes playlist.
You need it.
Do you have them on a tangible playlist like Spotify?
Nah, I try and buy the actual record of the
Yeah, I forgot.
Because I'm a tosser.
One of them. How do you change the vinyl when your hands are wet?
Yeah, like that's
with your elbows.
Yeah, you need to. You can't do that, really.
No.
That's why it's 7 minutes long. You've bought yourself. I reckon you can do 2/3 of a pretty solid wash there comfortably.
Yeah. And then you need a break after 7 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You've got to soak and then get ready for the drying.
Do you know? I've got dishes right. We've had a few arguments domestically lately because. Yeah, because I don't dry. Because it does it anyway.
Point.
So why would I?
Yeah, let nature do the drying for you.
What is the point?
In fact, it puts streaks on it.
Mm. So but are you ever putting it away? This is the issue. This is also a sticking point for us. Is that if you're not drying, is it just sitting in the drying rack forever, never being returned to its cupboard?
No, it will. But then I've got another argument though. So what if I'm going to use that cup later? I understand washing it, but I'm giving myself extra work. If I put that away, I've just got to go and get it again.
Fair enough.
Big argument we had in our household for quite some time was jeans, right? Because I'd get home from work. Take my jeans off at whatever time I took my jeans off, leave them in the corner on the floor in the bathroom. Nobody else is coming
already,
in the house.
Already I'm out.
But hang on.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Why?
But wait, so then I know that the next person who needs those jeans is going to be me. Yeah. And I know where they are. Nobody else is coming in. Different got guests. So I'll go back to where they were.
I agree with this. As soon as I come in the house, I take the bottom half of clothing off.
I just agree with that.
Like,
put it away.
Because you've got to get it back again, you see.
What if I'm going out later I'll just leave it on the stool in the kitchen and then I'll put it back on again? I'm not wearing pants in the house.
I'm not going to force you to wear pants in the house.
I agree, everything needs a place, but that the place for them was where I've left them on the
floor. It's a transient place.
Yeah, I know where they are.
If you've finished using them, then you put them away.
But then it got to the point where I'd be like loudly in a huff, like folding jeans as loudly as possible and slamming them in a cupboard to be like, I'm going to have to fucking open that cupboard tomorrow morning. I didn't need to touch that cupboard any of the times. I get it after I've done like ironing, I'll put everything away, but a pair of jeans that I'm putting back on. Likewise, a coat, right, I'll hang on the door in our front room because I know that I'm going to go back out later and I need that coat.
But, like, why make the bed if you're going to lie in it eventually? I'm sorry, I disagree.
I agree with that.
No, I disagree. I like having a made bed. That's different.
I like having my jeans in a cupboard.
From a mental health point of view, a made bed is very good. It sets the mindset for a day.
Yeah, okay, then.
That is true.
Okay, then.
See you later.
Come on now.
I think the wham has been spectacular. I think you can measure it. You can measure it by the pounds.
I feel like Adam and John should be running scared.
Honestly, never had so much shite talked in my life.
Absolutely spot on.
Fantastic stuff. Had a fantastic time. Thanks so much to Amelia and Joe for taking the time and coming in and picking songs and going through the whole rigmarole. I'm playing us out back with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from her album Soul of a Woman. And Sharon died in November last year, and this is the last thing that. Therefore, that she'll probably get released with a name on there. You never know, do you? But it's the business. The album is the absolute business, and this is the third track of it. It's called Just Give Me Your Time. Thanks for yours.
Just need your time. Podcast Network.